Board of Trade Examiners to order. Thank you so much for being here with us today. We are going to do introductions first. And I am Alan Proper, I'm the Vice Chairman of the Board.
Dr. Leslie Easley, Board Member. Becky Brumhall, Board, Public Board Member.
Laurie Ledley, Board Member.
Jocelyn Stone, Administrative Assistant.
Kati Garcia, Licensing Administrator.
Jeff Confer, Executive Director.
Elizabeth Campbell, Assistant Attorney General, representing the Board.
Wonderful, thank you. Oh yeah, if you would turn your microphones on. All right, are there any conflicts of interest that we need to declare prior to the start of the meeting?
Let's do a call to order, please. Call to order, roll call. Can I do a roll call? Or that one, you did that by introduction?
Yeah.
Perfect, nope, good. Thank you.
Hearing no conflicts of interest, we'll go ahead and proceed. Are there any recusals for today's meeting? Hearing none, thank you. Call to the public. Does the public wish to address the board? You will be given 5 minutes. We cannot converse back and forth with you, but if you'd like to take 5 minutes to address any concerns, comments, thoughts that you have regarding the Board of Respiratory Care Examiners, this is your opportunity. We just ask that you please introduce yourself when you do stand. Okay, hearing none, we will move on. We're going to postpone the approval of our minutes from the last meeting.
Yes, please. There was an error on the dates on the agenda, and I just want to punt that to next month if possible.
Wonderful. As we move into number 7 on our agenda for initial review and consideration of possible consolidation of cases and actions on investigations and allegations of unprofessional conduct prior to the start of that, I would just remind our audience members that we are a professional board, so we ask that you please be respectful, turn your cell phone on vibrate or silent, as well as if you are here obtaining CEUs for today, you do need to be present for the entire duration of today's meeting, and please make sure that you have signed in on arrival to the meeting today. All right, we will call our first case of Megan Foreman, 2024-RCE-138. Megan, are you present with us today? Okay, Mr. Thompson.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, again, this is case number 2024-RCE-138 regarding RCP Megan Foreman. Was originally licensed with us on August 13th of 2018. That license is set to expire November 1st of 2025. The last reported employer that we have on file is Banner Thunderbird. Did not find any complaint history for the board, and I did not find any criminal history in public record search. This case involves a failed continuing education audit. RCP Foreman applied for her renewal. And we found a total of 7 hours that she was deficient with that renewal. Since that, she did respond to the board within an appropriate time. That response is on page 4 of your materials if you wish to review it. Since she was notified of deficiency, she did complete and submit the 7 hours of continuing education that she was deficient. And board is recommending a letter of concern to resolve the case. And letter of concern is for failing to complete the required 20 hours of continuing education within the 2 years prior to the renewal.
Thank you. Now, I'm assuming this is RCP Foreman's first offense related to.
Correct.
Thank you. Any further discussion from the board?
No.
I always find it astonishing that when we see cases like this, and we're going to see this repeated throughout other agenda items that are other cases that we're going to discuss today, I always find it astonishing that respiratory care practitioners don't know what their date of birth is. I also find it astonishing that respiratory care practitioners don't understand that 20 CEUs means 20 CEUs. That being said, I will go ahead and make a motion that we give a letter of concern to RCP Foreman, the concern being the completion of the appropriate amount of continuing education.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed, say nay. Motion carries. Thank you. All right, we're going to call our next case, and this is the case of Maria Vermillion. I apologize if I said that incorrectly. This case number 2024-RCE-139, page 32 of your materials.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this is another failed CE audit. RCP Vermillion was originally licensed with us on March 24th, 2022. That license is currently set to expire on October 23rd, 2025. Placed a board of employer Banner Boswell. No complaint history with us, and no hits on the PACER search. RCP Vermillion filed her renewal. We found that she deficiency of 15 CEUs, and of that 15, she was lacking 2 hours of ethics. She was notified of the deficiency. She responded within the appropriate time, and she completed the deficient hours and submitted them to us. Her response is on page 33 of the materials. Staff recommends a letter of concern for failing to complete 20 hours of continuing education within the prior 2 years.
Thank you. And just to confirm, is RCP Vermillion present with us today? Okay. Board members?
I think I'll do the motion to the fact that RCP 2024-RCE-139 failed to have her 20 hours in the 2 year prior to her renewal. So a letter of concern.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say nay. Motion carries. Thank you. We'll move on to our next case. Our next case is going to be the case of RCP Sarah Murray. Case number 2024-RCE-143, page 75 of your materials. Is RCP Murray with us today?
Excuse me, Mr. President. Do we have our recording going? Perfect, thanks. Again, this is case number 2024-RCE-143 concerning RCP Sarah Murray. This license was originally issued by us on June 16th of 2022 and was set to expire on December 4th. I believe that's supposed to be 2025. Last reported employer is St. John's Health. No complaint history, no criminal history found when searched. RCP Murray was issued a deficiency because she did not have to have 2 hours of ethics after she completed her renewal application. She was notified on April 17th and did respond within the appropriate time frame. When she her response is on page 76, and she completed the 2 hours of deficient ethics after she was notified that she would be deficient. Staff recommendations for a letter of concern.
Thank you.
I'll make a motion for a letter of concern for a failure to comply with CE requirements. Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? I do find it interesting in her comment, however, that she says that is there any way you can let me know how many were out of the time frame as in the my insinuation is that she's unable to look at a calendar. Again, I'm astonished that we continue to see this issue come up. But we have a motion on the table, a first and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say nay. Motion carries. All right, moving on to our next case. This will be the case of RCP Nicholas Wallace, 2024-RCE-145. Page 97 of your materials. Is RCP Wallace present with us today?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this is another complaint for failure to complete required continuing education. RCP Wallace was originally licensed with us on April 24th, 2006. License is currently set to expire on October 8th of 2025. Last reported employer that I have is Marquette Medical System. We do have a complaint history on this one, but we don't have any criminal background found with the search. And I do believe the complaint history does not hang on a second, I'm sorry. This case with identified 5 live hours and 2 hours Bethings that were not submitted with the renewal. He did submit the missing hours to us after being notified on June 12th of 2024. The prior complaint history, I believe this is a repeat violation of a continuing education, a violation that occurred back in 2019. There's actually, I'll have to look the other one up. There's 2 cases that are in the history, one from 2006, and that was a stipulation consent order renewing license and fixing terms and conditions of probation. That's probably not for continuing education, but there's a consent agreement and non-disciplinary order from 2019 where this particular respiratory therapist did fail to submit the appropriate continuing education for that renewal. The staff does not have a recommendation, but because there's a prior, you may want to consider some type of disciplinary consent agreement. I don't have anything further unless you have questions.
Mr. Confitters, I'm looking at your email back and forth with this RCP. Were the hours done in a time frame but just not submitted, or they were not completed?
They were not submitted or completed within the appropriate time frame.
Thank you. Board members, other comments?
So they were practicing without proper license?
My interpretation is that RCP Wallace, when renewing their license, submitted an insufficient amount of CEUs. This is appears to be a repeated offense. So my question to our Assistant Attorney General, if we were to offer a decree of censure at this period, is that okay, or do I need to be very formal?
No, what I would suggest doing is to, if that is your inclination, I certainly don't need to suggest, but if that is your inclination, to offer RCP Wallace a consent agreement for a decree of censure for failure to timely complete the CMEs, and I would note in their second offense, because that way you'll be able to track it. And if not accepted, then to invite RCP Wallace for a informal interview. That way it just kind of keeps rolling like it should, and so it doesn't have to keep coming back to you just to move it forward.
Okay, thank you. So my motion is going to be that we offer RCP Wallace a decree of censure. If not agreed to, then we will move this to an informal hearing, and that is under Article 332-355, the disciplinary action section.
And we say that decree of censure is for a second offense?
For a repeated offense related to insufficient CEUs.
I'll second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
And this would be a roll call.
Okay.
If accepted, it would be disciplinary.
Okay, we'll do a roll call vote. Alan Crawford, aye.
Laurie Ledley, aye.
Dr. Easley, aye.
Becky Brownhall, aye.
Motion carries. Thank you. All right, we're going to move on to our next case, and this will be the case of RCP Jordan Prager, 2024-RCE-178, page 129 of your materials. And RCP Craig, are you present on this table?
RCP Krager has been licensed with us since August 30th of 2022. That license is currently set to expire December 11th of 2025. Last reported employer I have is Chandler Regional. No complaint history and nothing found in the criminal background search. It does appear to be RCP Krager's first renewal with us. The board staff identified a deficiency of five continuing education hours. The respiratory therapist was notified on April 19th of this deficiency, and she sent in the missing 5 hours on April 24th. They were taken after her renewal time, meaning she didn't have 5 hours before these 5 hours before she renewed, and she went and got them after she had been notified of the deficiency. I don't have anything further.
Thank you. Board members?
This is really unfortunate because she's a new therapist, and this is not a good example to start her new career. But I will do a motion to give her a letter of concern at this time and failure to having her 20 hours within a 2 year period to renew. And hopefully, this will maybe get her attention.
Mm-hmm. Second. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor of accepting the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed, say nay. Motion carries. We'll call the case of James Ruff, case number 2024-RCE-181. Is RCP Ruff present with us today? This is on page 158 of your materials.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, RCP Ruff has been licensed with us since December 31st of 1992. This license is currently set to expire on January 31st of 2026. Last reported employer that I have is Banner Health. No complaint history and no criminal history that I found. The board staff had identified 1 hour of ethics CE that we had not received. We did notify him of that deficiency on April 19th. He sent the missing ethics hours on April 26th, 2024, although the date on that certificate was outside of the renewal time frame. So staff recommendations for a letter of concern.
Board members?
I'll do a motion. I'll do the recommendation by the executive director. Letter of concern related to have the credit hours in the prior renewal time.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed say nay. The motion carries. Okay, we're going to call the next case. This will be the case of Robert Gerlach, case number 2024-RCE-185, page 173 of your materials. Is RCP Gerlach present with us today?
Signed in? Thought I saw you signed in for the meeting. No? Okay. This particular RCP has been... Jocelyn, didn't we have signed? Didn't we have one person signed in for a case?
Yes. Do you have it?
I don't know. Okay. I thought it was this particular case, but if you could check on that and we get a chance, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
This particular RCP has been licensed with us since July 15th of 2010. License is currently set to expire on December 27th of 2025. Last reported employer that I have is RHG Enterprises, LLC. It appears that we do have a complaint history on this particular one. I'm not sure if it's of a similar kind of type of kind yet. And I did not find any, thank you. And I did not find anything in the criminal history search. Board staff identified a deficiency of 1 hour of live CE after RCP Gerlach was notified of this. We did receive by email the deficient 1 hour on June 12th of 2024. It was taken after his renewal time frame, and it appears that the prior complaint
is a non-disciplinary order from 2020, and that would be for continuing education. So this is a second allegation in the area of continuing education.
Okay, thank you. Board members?
I'd like to make a motion that we offer a decree of censure. If not signed, we'll enjoy a formal hearing.
I'll second.
And, just to be clear, that's under Article 3, Section 32-3553, the decree of censure. And that would be due to the failed CEUs. We have a motion and a second.
Should we use the word just repeated?
Yeah, repeated.
Okay, I'll amend my statement to say that's due to a repeated offense.
I'll second.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Okay, we'll do a roll call vote. Alan Crawford, aye.
Aye. Ari Levy.
Dr. Easley, aye.
Becky Brumhall, aye.
Motion carries. Thank you. All right, this next case will be the case of RCP Peggy Cruz, case number 2024-RCE-192. Page 200 of your materials. Is RCP Cruz present with us today?
Mr. President, members of the board, RCP Cruz has been licensed with us since January 22nd of 2018. That license is set to expire on January 26, 2026. Last reported employer I have is Skyen Health and Kinder Hospital. It does appear that we have a complaint history from 2020, and it appears that we have two different case numbers. I'm going to have to look that up to give you specifics on that. I did not find any criminal history when searched. On this particular case, we found a deficiency of 3 hours after the renewal was submitted to us. The respondent was notified January 5th of this deficiency. The missing hours were received on January 17th, and they were taken after her renewal time frame. Her response is on page 201 of your materials. If you give me a moment, I'm going to look up that, please.
Thank you.
Two cases did not involve continuing education. They were mandatory reports for a arrest in the Sierra Vista area. So they're not of a like kind.
Thank you. Board members? Next case will be the case of RCP Kim Winkleman, case number 2024-RCE-196, page 223 of your materials. Is RCP Winkleman present with us today?
Mr. President, members of the board, again, a failed continuing education audit. This RCP was licensed with us on June 11th of 2020. The license is set to expire on February 5th, 2026. Last reported employer that I have is Honor Health Deer Valley. No complaint history and no criminal history found and searched. The board identified two hours of CEs that we did not receive with renewal. The RCP week-long increment was notified on March 11th of 2024. Ann called. She sent in the missing CEs on March 12th of 2024, although they were taken after her renewal time frame. Just to show she cured a deficiency, but it was after her renewal time frame.
Thank you. Board members?
Let's do a motion to get her a letter of concern due to the fact that she failed an appropriate hour during her renewal period.
Moved. Second. We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say nay. Motion carries. Okay, we'll call the next case. Case number RCP Ernest Esteban. Case number 2024-RCE-224. Is RCP Esteban present with us today?
Yes.
Come on. Come
on. Sure.
This is page 239 of your materials.
Thank you.
Welcome, RCP Esteban. You'll have a brief period of time to share with us anything and everything that you wish to let the board know.
There was just a misunderstanding, and Respiratory Associates did live, so when I took the 20 CEU, I made an assumption that it was all live, and then I found out that I was still deficient by 5 units, so I immediately tried to correct the deficiency, and when I submitted, it was a little past the deadline, so I'm here.
So if I'm understanding you correctly, it appears that the definition of live CE was not understood.
Right. It basically, probably is my fault because I should have called them. But when they said live in the Respiratory Associates, I made an assumption it was, and then still found that I was five units deficient. And I tried to make it up. And when I submitted, I've been in respiratory therapy for 50 years. I've never missed any of the deadlines. So it's like, this is just not my character to do that.
And thank you for being here today. Board members?
Well, I would rather just dismiss this whole case. First of all, because he's here, now he understands what a live credit is, and he came and he's taking full responsibility. So that's my motion to dismiss.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed say nay. Nay. Motion carries. Thank you. Okay, we'll call the next case, the case of RCP Donald Happy, case number 2024-RCE-226. That is on page 265 of your materials. Is RCP Happy present with us today?
Mr. President, members of the board, this RCP Hadley has been licensed with us since December 30th of 1992. The license is currently set to expire on March 13th of 2026. Last reported employer is Mayor Boswell. No complaint history, no criminal history found when searched. This particular RCP with deficient 1 hour of CE was notified on March 20th of that deficiency. And the missing continuing education unit was received by us on April 8th, but it was taken outside of the renewal time frame.
Board members?
You said there were no priors, right?
There are no priors and no criminal history found.
Okay.
I make a motion for a letter of concern.
I'll second.
I have a motion for a letter of concern, the concern being the GovCE. Any further discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed say nay. Motion carries. We'll call the next case of RCP Tyler Salminen, 2024-RCE-234, page number 281 of your materials. RCP Salminen, are you present with us today?
Mr. President, members of the board, this respiratory therapist has been licensed with us since April 23rd of 2018. That license expires on March 10th, 2026. Last reported employer has a Carondelet St. Mary's. No complaint history and no criminal history found when searched. We identified 3 hours of CEUs that were deficient at the time of renewal. We notified the RCP on March 28th of the deficiency. He sent the missing 5 hours to us on May 20th, and those were taken outside of the renewal time frame.
Thank you. Board members?
I make a motion for a letter of concern for failure to complete CEUs.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor of the letter of concern, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. Motion carries. We'll call the next case of RCP Sarah Costa, case number 2024-RCE-245, page 300 of your materials. Is RCP Costa present with us today?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, RCP Costa has been licensed with us since October 21st of 2024. That license is set to expire in May of 2026. Last reported employer that has North Mountain Medical and Rehab. No complaint history and no criminal history found when I searched. We identified 2 hours of ethics that were deficient at the time of renewal. We notified the RCP on May 29th of deficiency. The missing hours were sent to us on the same day. However, they were taken after her renewal time frame. So staff recommends a letter of concern.
Thank you. Board members?
This is another new licensee therapist, so I do think that we should give them a letter of concern because she may have passed, but she didn't submit it all at the correct time, and I think for sure the ethics courses that's most important also. So I'm going to do a letter of concern due to the failure of the credit hours.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor of the letter of concern, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. Motion carries. We'll call the next case of RCP McKenzie Bergfeld, case number 2024-RCE-248, page 329 of your materials. Is RCP Bergfeld present with us today?
I'm sorry, bear with me. Mr. President, members of the board, this particular respiratory therapist has been licensed with us since September 9th of 2020. This license is set to expire May 13th of 2026. Last reported employer is Phoenix Children's Hospital. I don't have any complaint history and no criminal history found when searched. We identified 2 hours of continuing education that was deficient at the time of the renewal. We notified RCP Bergfeld on July 26th of deficiency, and subsequently those two additional hours were received, but they were taken after the renewal time frame.
Thank you. I just want to comment that the page 331 of your materials, the email that was sent by RCP Bergfeld to board staff, does have me a little bit concerned in the aspect that following that letter, I have received no direction as to what I need to do to fix this. Well, what you needed to do was submit the appropriate number of CE. Again, it's this lack of accountability that just drives me nuts. That being said, what is the board's recommendation for this case?
Mr. Chairman, it is a trend. It's a trend right now with our new licensing applicants and our newer RCPs. So I'm
Don't know why. I don't know if it's demographics thing, but it is definitely a trend that's occurring right now.
I'm surprised the employers aren't tracking it, like, well, as well.
They're just tracking licensure, but it's interesting, emails back to you aren't, oh my gosh, I'm on top of that. It's the newer ones are like, no, I thought I did it.
A question related to this, are we still providing trainings or lectures or presentations to school campuses, or have those stopped?
We just, the only one that's taken advantage of it thus far is PMI in Mesa. I have contacted the ones here at Costa Valley, Carrington, and Gateway, and have not had any success at setting anything up. I haven't gotten to the rural colleges yet. So one is, but the others are not. The other thing that you're going to see trending is blaming the staff for the timing of these CE audits. You're going to see, well, if you would have told me sooner before my license expired,
we've seen that a couple times already.
And it's the phone calls are...
It is not board staff responsibility to babysit your CEUs.
We understand that, but it is definitely a trend that's occurring. And this wasn't here, 5 years ago. This wasn't here, at or after or before COVID. It started recently. So.
Thank you. Regarding this case, I'll make the motion that we offer a letter of concern, the concern being the failed continuing education credits. There is no prior history.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor of a letter of concern, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed, say nay. Motion carries. This next case will be the case of RCP Shelby Norton, case number 2024-RCE-251. This is on page 353 of your materials. It's RCP Norton, present with us today.
Mr. President, members of the board, RCP Norton has been licensed with us since June of 2012. License is set to expire in May of 2026. Last reported employer is Select Specialty. I don't have any complaint history found or criminal history found with CERT. Staff identified a deficiency of 3 hours between education and time of renewal. We notified RCP Norton on July 26th of the deficiency, and she sent in the missing hours on August 26th of 2024, but they were taken after her renewal time frame.
Thank you. Board members?
I think a letter of concern with 3 credit hours is probably fair, not having enough prior renewal period.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second to offer a letter of concern for the failed CE. Any further discussion? All in favor of the letter of concern, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed, say nay. Motion carries. Okay, this next case will be the case of RCP Seiwoon Yoon. I apologize if this is incorrect. This is the case number 2024-RCE-257, page 374 of your materials. Is RCP Yoon present with us today?
Mr. President, members of the board, RCP Yoon has been licensed with us. I don't think that's right. No, 26. I'd have to look that up. But I'm pretty sure she, from memory, she's a newer respiratory therapist. That her license is currently set to expire on July 4th of 2026. The last reported employer that I have is the VA, and we identified 1.25 hours of ethics that were missing at the time of her renewal. She was notified in July. She sent us the missing hours before the end of July. However, they were taken after her renewal time frame. I recommend a letter of concern.
So moved. Make the motion that we offer a letter of concern for the failed CE.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
All in favor of the letter of concern, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, aye. Any opposed, say nay. Motion carries. Next case will be the case of RCP Janelle Cook, case number 2024-RCE-262, page 421 of your materials. Is RCP Cook present with us today?
Mr. President, members of the board, RCP Cook has been licensed with us since July of 2019. License will expire August 5th, 2026. Last reported employer that I have is Banner of Boswell. Don't have any complaint history, no criminal history found when searched. RCP Cook was deficient 1 hour of that ethics at the time of renewal. RCP Cook submitted the missing ethics certificate on September 13th of 2024. However, it was outside of her renewal time frame. Staff is, and she did respond to us within the appropriate time frame. Staff is recommending a letter of concern in this case.
I appreciate her response to the board. I'll make the motion that we move to accept the letter of concern for the failed CD. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor of the letter of concern, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed, say nay. Motion carries. All right, so we'll move on to the next part of our agenda for today. This is the initial review discussion of Auditor General's performance audit agency response and review discussion of possible actions and vote on proposed staff plan to address audit recommendations. Mr. Conley.
Mr. President, members of the board, we haven't had a chance to discuss this at a meeting thus far. I've sent everybody materials. I don't know if you've had a chance to look at them all, but I wanted to get this item on a public meeting just to let you know that what the staff plan is, or if there's any questions from the audit that you've had. The audit that we got, it was expected to some extent, but they have gone above and beyond what I thought they would do. So we have, I don't know, 28, 29 findings that we have to fix rather quickly. And if you haven't gone through this audit process, auditors find problems. They found problems with our investigative time frames or licensing time frames. They did not find any problems with renewals. They found issues with the timing of our continuing education audits, and that was explained in the report due to some staffing issues that we had. So it's all manageable, and I don't have it in writing today, but what I'm basically going to do is provide you with a management plan. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take every single audit finding, and then we're going to put a timeline on it, and then we're going to put some milestones in between that and when it should be done. The sunset review audit process, we're in an election year. So what normally happens is the legislature has a joint legislative audit committee meeting. That normally happens in the fall, November, December. It's a little different this year because we have an election. So it might get pushed to January. We just don't know. That hasn't been scheduled yet. First step of this is to tell that joint legislative audit committee that we got the report, this is the plan that we have, this is the expected date that we'll have everything managed by. This is not a 6 month turnaround. I can tell you right now, the board's gonna be working on this well into the middle of next year, probably a little later into 2025 to get everything that we need to get done. I'm going to prioritize investigations and licensing, and then we're going to start moving into all the other things that are administrative reports to the board, that sort of thing. So that's the plan I have sketched out in my head. We've already started to address some of these things with our new database as far as the time frame tracking and that sort of thing. So hopefully we'll have some really nice management reports to start providing you for tracking of time frames on both investigations and licensing in the near future. That's a little stand up on this.
So, Mr. Clapper, I just want to state that how appreciative I personally put in place that is necessary. And as I'm reviewing the findings from the report, I appreciate your response to action in creating that Gantt chart, if you will, of projected timelines for when you plan to have things implemented. Is the intent to provide a report update on a monthly basis? Will those be pushed out to the entire board?
Yes, to both. Part of the underlying findings is that you, the board, are actually the managers. You hire staff to get things done. We need to be telling you on a monthly basis what we're doing, how we're doing it, and the timelines. That all has to be set up. So this should be, and quite honestly, I've been contemplating setting up something on a shared drive so that any one of my board members, anybody on the staff can go in and look at this at any given time and see where everything is.
Perfect.
So that's the plan. There are a lot of steps that need to happen between then and now. The other positive, I think, and thank you for your comments, the other positive thing I think the board should be aware of is that, and I'm going to point at these two over here, your staff, you know, we're all new to this, we've all been here about a year. Your staff is doing a fantastic job handling the phones, the applications, me, because they put up with me too. And it's a huge thank you because I think we're not storming anymore, we're kind of forming. Everybody's getting it, everybody knows their role, and that's adding up to a satisfied customer too. So that's the other part of it.
And thank both of you as well for letting us appreciate it.
I would add much of the same. I've been on the board now for about 6 years and have never been through an audit, but I don't think that the findings were unexpected by either of us. We knew that there was an issue, and I also thank you. Thank you for stepping in when you did, and thank you for agreeing to stay on permanently with us because we did not have any of these issues before when we had you with us. And so we really appreciate your level of organization and your attention to detail. I do feel like already things are much more back on track. We've seen that difference already. And you know, one of the things in going through this whole process that I realized is that we didn't have a lot of visibility. We weren't getting reports from the prior board director that we needed. So having something like a shared file or something where we can always go in and look and make sure that we are following our rules and knowing that those are being up to date would be really helpful. But we are very appreciative of all of those, so thank you.
Thank you. We're glad to be here, aren't we?
Yes.
Well, I'd say ditto too, because I do appreciate you guys and all the work you guys have put in the systems and then definitely the check and balances and the communication that we are all responsible for and we'll all take ownership of that. So thank you so much.
Mr. Comfer, what actions are you looking for from the board related to this agenda item?
I'm not looking necessarily for a vote or anything. I just wanted to get it on here and let you know what the plan is. When we get notified of the JLAC subcommittee meeting, I will let you know. We should have board leadership there for that presentation. The plan will be to put together a little PowerPoint and say, this is where we are, this is our plan to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee, and it may require some one-on-one meetings with some legislators. I don't know yet. Again, election year tends to throw everything off with schedules down there and when they want to talk and chat with us. So, and some legislator positions could change. So we may have new people on it. So I don't need anything right now. I just wanted to have this discussion in a public meeting because we haven't had it so far.
Mm-hmm. What response have we received from the general fund?
As far as?
In regards to our response back to them, because we sent them a letter, I believe.
We exchanged pleasantries of thank you, it was nice working with you, and I look forward to working with you in the future, because those contracted auditors from California are going to be the same ones that are doing our follow-up.
Mm-hmm.
So And it was actually a pleasant engagement. They were very professional, and I appreciated that. And I told them that in the Auditor General. So the next part of this is managing through the legislature and how they react to the report and what we've done to fix it so far.
And I think, you know, regardless of what's going on in the legislature, you know, let them do their thing. You know, what we need here is timelines to say, here's our timelines to correct everything. And then, you know, monthly in these meetings, we can say where we are with those timelines. So we're chugging forward with correcting everything on our timeline. And then when they're ready for a report and a response from us, we can give it to the legislature. But I think we need to, you know, like as a, you know, governing body ourselves, that we are on that timeline and you know, fulfilling our duties to the public.
Agreed.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll move into the executive director's report.
I don't know how robust you want me to be with this, so I'm going to do my 1,000-mile overview real quick. And Beth is going to yell at me when I start getting out of the agenda.
How about we start?
Are you still okay?
So we are at the executive director's report. Is there an update on the application, investigation, and probation report?
On page 474, I had a couple of questions.
Yeah, so I unfortunately, this 474 is basically a summary of the open applications that we're currently tracking. We have two tracking systems right now. We have one which is spreadsheet-based, which is this one. CAT maintains this. It's color-coded for all of us to be able to access. And just a little minutia, when things come in the front door, Jocelyn is the one that enters them into the Fentia database and updates this tracking sheet. And then CAT and everybody else works off of this to issue a license. But these are the decision points. This is the decision point of when we received the application, when we sent the deficiency letter, when all the items from the deficiency letter start to come in. And this is how we track it on a spreadsheet, and then it's duplicated in the database, which I will show you some reports from in the near future. Jack, do you remember how many? I think we have about 124 current open applications.
I believe so. These are people from the first quarter that have not sent in everything required to get their license.
Yes.
So that was going to be my question. So I'm just going to use the first one here for January 11, 2024.
Yes. That one happens to be a little bit of an exception. That one's a little bit of an exception. And she sent in her fingerprint card real late in the process, and I allowed it to stay open. It should have been, it probably should have been closed already.
Is the one that was sent in August, it says?
No, the first one.
I know, but like it says date sent to DPS online?
Yes.
So the fingerprints weren't sent until August?
Right. So that first page of the thing that you see in orange, those are applications that are already closed because they've timed out. They haven't submitted their deficiencies to us within that 210-day time frame. The column that you see there, the 210-day deadline, that's the date that the application times out. If we haven't gotten anything from the initial deficiency, that's the date that we send them the closure letter. Thank you for your application. We're keeping your money, and you're not getting a license. If you want to reapply, that's the date that we notify that your application is closed at 210 days.
So help me understand. So the date in the far left column, in that first column, that's the date in which they apply?
Correct.
And then the date that they apply and the date that we send their information to DPS is in that far right column.
Yep.
My understanding then would be, is so looking at the second application there, this was an application that was received on February 22nd.
Yep.
We sent them an initial deficiency on the 23rd.
Yes.
And we sent their stuff to DPS on the 28th.
Yes.
So assuming there's still something that is deficient?
Yes. If you scroll down to page, and this is, I can't fit it all on page. You scroll down to page 479. If you can follow that same row, mm-hmm. you will see that there's other things that were not submitted that we require.
Got it. That's helpful. Thank you.
So when you look at the spreadsheet, it's all laid yeah. out. So that's how we're tracking it on this particular spreadsheet, as well as in the Centia database. So we have.
So based on page 479, it would appear that many of our applicants are missing their MBRC RRT certification.
They're not passing the test.
Thank you.
And if an applicant has a complete submission, what's our average time frame to issue a license?
About 30 to 45 days right now. So if everybody didn't hop in here and chat. And I'm ballparking because I'm reviewing every application right now. So anything that gets issued, I've looked at. So generally, about if everybody does everything exactly according to OIL and send us everything proactively, we can get that license issued in about 30 days if it's an in-state applicant. And that's because of field print with the FBI.
The electronic DPS. Process.
Yeah. If it's out of state, it's a manual fingerprint process that definitely takes longer. But I'd say if I ran the average, it's probably about 45 days overall right now.
Okay.
Which is okay. Mm-hmm. The part of this churn is the recruiters out there right now. I'm getting, the recruiters are calling the student that just graduated or it's a travel agency and everybody's pushing. When are you gonna get licensed? We can't take an application from you unless you have a license. So they were creating an urgency with the applicant. The applicant then starts pounding us with emails. When am I going to get a license? Why is DPS waiting so long? And it's all really unnecessary. But it's the recruiter and the employer that's creating all the urgency out there right now.
But none of these are getting ready to expire that are highlighted here in orange. None of them have their certification.
Right, credentials.
So
it also makes me question, did they not review the minimum qualifications for licensure?
Do you want to answer that, Kay?
So it's a bit of a common theme that when applicants apply, they want to apply while they're in the process of getting these documents. So the second they get them, then they submit them to me. So they'll schedule their test to do their clinical simulation. Then they'll go ahead and apply for a license, and then they'll fail their simulation test. And then they never submit an RRT, we never get an email saying anything. So a lot of them choose to apply before they actually have these documents, but they are aware that they need the documents.
Well, it's nice that they have money to do that, to just throw away like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's also part of our copy from the respiratory board about a year and a half ago, the situation here, right? Because it's a hardship for a lot of these new therapists coming down from school and then to sit here and to have a little bit of a wait time. So I can understand why they're so persistent to try to start their application, but you do have to pass these tests and have all the completion, but it is expensive because they don't get their money back.
The few that I've had call me beforehand, I have had a few students call me before and say, should I apply for my license now? And I said, no, the process is a lot faster. I would wait until after you pass those scores because we're going to ask for all that documentation anyways.
Okay.
And, tell them not that I don't think you're going to pass it right away. It's just more of like it is expensive and, you know.
Do we have to have the MBRC, like, certificate or will you accept the passing from...
Like the score sheet?
Yeah, the score sheet.
Yeah, we accept the score sheet. I also have had a lot of applicants that used to be respiratory therapists before we needed RRT. So I'm having a lot of them where their licenses is labs and now they're trying to come back and sort of ask me to reinstate that, which we cannot do.
That's another wave that has just recently started that is gaining momentum. There's a lot of people that are contacting us about the CRT and why they can't obtain a license in Arizona. And it just that just recently started within the last 6 months.
Yeah, I want to say the last
8 months.
Yeah.
Do we have that, I'm sure we do, but it, you know, a lot of board websites have kind of frequently asked questions, and so that's one of them on there, and I know my board site has that on there.
We have that.
We, people don't read what we send, the deficiency letter, that we said, they just don't read it.
We used to send an FAQ.
They don't read their, renewals.
I'm submitting my CMEs right now to my board to renew, I get it.
Probably getting a little off the topic here, what's,
But, okay, this is helpful, this spreadsheet is helpful because I couldn't understand why we have all these outstanding applications from January, February, March. And so this explains that they're not completed applications. In fact, none of them have, none of them through, you know, the first 20 have passed their test.
And this is the kind of thing that, I'm going to, you're going to have access to, and we're going to be providing to the board on initial apps, renewals, everything. These timeframes is one of the findings, and we've got to tighten it up and make sure that you know where we are.
It's something like this is on a shared drive, you can see that at any time. And that was one of the questions they asked us in audit, if we had visibility to this, and we didn't before, so this is great.
Yep. Thank you.
Financial report?
We still have money, we haven't run out of money yet, we're doing well on our appropriation. The only impact I see on that this fiscal year is if one of the findings was if we have busted our timeframes, we have to pay penalties. So if we get that all figured out this fiscal year, we might have to pay some penalties to the Secretary of State's office for busting our overall timeframes. We are going to be paying penalties. I just do not know what the magnitude yet. I don't know the volume of it. So the one of the questions I do not know is if that comes out of our appropriated funds or that comes out of a different appropriation. We have the money, we just, I don't know if it hits our appropriation or not. So towards the end of the fiscal year, that's probably going to be something we're talking about. Have you ever heard of, I don't know if it comes out of appropriated funds or what.
I was thinking the other section.
Yeah. I have never done it. Okay. So I just know that there's a law in books where it mandates that we do that. I don't know how it works. So
I have a question on the financial report.
Sure.
Operating expenses in July were 663. Operational expenses in August jumped to over 9,000.
It's just the flow of the bills that we're getting in. Some of these larger bills are on a quarterly basis for like rent payments to the Central Services Bureau.
Fentia.
What's that?
Fentia.
Fentia we haven't paid yet.
Oh.
So we're still negotiating with Fentia, but long story about Fentia is we paid Fentia 2 years of licensing fees. We just got the system. So we paid in 2021 and 2022. They're going to apply those licensing fees to us from here on out. So this is not Fentia at all.
So this is salaries and rent.
And Central Services Bureau, where we pay for our accounting. And that's a fluctuation. You're going to see some higher charges at one time every quarter.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. Anybody else have any questions on money? And I was remiss, but did I get the memo into the?
Yeah, it's on page
46. Yeah, we, our yearly. Memo from the Attorney General's office for legislative update. I did include on this agenda. I don't know if you have questions. Assistant Attorney General Campbell can tell you if we need to go into executive session for advice. It's a confidential memorandum. This provides the board with a summary of any statutes, laws that came out of last session and the implementation date. That affect the board or could affect the board.
And since it's not on the agenda, and I realize you have it in the materials, it's not on the agenda if there are questions, but we happen to
provide training or address those at the next meeting.
I would recommend that we keep this on the agenda for next meeting so we can discuss it. We have to go to the discussion because there is some change that we need to be updated on.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you.
Just so I can be prepared, which statute are you?
SB 1367.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, sure.
Yeah, and House Bill 2308.
Yeah. Okay.
And my specific inquiry just for next meeting would be, how does this impact our current laws?
Yep. Okay. Got it.
This will come up.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll move into the next subsection C, ISA and staffing.
We're done. We're going to postpone that. That's not agendized correctly. That's my fault.
Okay. Are there any future items to be placed on an agenda other than what we've already discussed?
The only thing I have from my side is that we have two new board members. One of them is not here today, but we need to get some sort of orientation on open meeting law, that sort of thing in the near future. My apologies for not having training so far.
No worries, I'm good.
But maybe between now and the next meeting, we can get something set up. I don't know that it needs to be at the next meeting, but we have that desire.
Okay, so you have choices. We can either do open meeting law training at a new board, or we can do board member, mostly open meeting law training at the board meeting, or we can just do it separately for the new board members. You have.
I believe there's a stipulation that we as current board members are required to do so many hours of training.
Okay.
Would that, if we were to participate in that, would that count?
Yes.
So my recommendation would be that we just do it.
Okay.
But I don't know the last time we've done that, so.
Yeah.
A refresher.
Subject the open meeting law I took from my other board, they didn't have to take on this board for the harassment and the
We asked.
I haven't done much follow-up with that to see who did what yet.
Our previous assistant attorney general did do a lecture during our board meeting.
Correct.
That's how we got the credit.
There's a specific training that board member Brimhall is referring to for board members. It's a HR kind of a board member training that DOA and HR is requiring of all our board members.
Yeah, Donita sent us
yes.
Info on it.
And I, Donita's not here, but she's tracking who's taking it, who's not. So.
I don't remember seeing that, but I'm happy to do that.
Thank you.
Board members, just so I get it right, and meet expectations. General open meeting law training, and then usually a little bit on conflict of interest is good too, so people know when to recuse themselves and what to do when that happens. Okay.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Are there anything else that we need to discuss for future agenda items?
No, just any feedback on those dates, if there's any huge problems with the next 3 dates. Your November, a little foreshadowing, November is going to be a little more of a robust meeting. You're going to have some cases on there that are going to take some time. So I expect that meeting to be at least 3 hours, maybe past noon. December always tends to be a tough time to have meetings, but given where we are with cases and everything, I think we should try to have one. So if you could look at that 19th and get back to me whether or not you're available.
So are you thinking November or December?
Both.
So I can tell you right now I will not be available up in November 21st meeting. So if we could possibly look at changing the dates for that, I would appreciate that.
Thursday after is Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm good with the 14th.
I can do the 14th.
that because it is the 24th today, you would not be able to do formal hearings or formal or informal hearings at that, but you would be able to take care of the investigative interviews and reviews.
I guess as long as we have a quorum, I don't need to be present. I was just saying I will not be available.
I'll be able to take time.
And I have no issues with the December 19th.
So what about November 28th?
Thanksgiving.
That's not gonna work. Okay. All right.
I mean, it can be prior to that if it's not Thursday.
Got it.
That week, but.
I'll just alert Chairman Kay.
Okay. Thank you. I don't have anything further.
Okay.
Have there been calendar invites sent out for those the proposed dates? No.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Did you email calendar invites for those proposed dates?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Okay. So
I can do that, absolutely.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
We have a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay. And a second. It is 10:13 a.m. on October 24th, and the board meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
I'm sorry. Kat, can we just hang on a second? Kat, can you call roll call for continuing education?
Sure. If I call your name, if you could just let me know that you're present.
Robert Hall.
Right
here. Will Shaw Walt. Rodriguez. And Sabrina.
You good? All right, we'll hand out certificates after we adjourn. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. And welcome.
Thank you. So I have a question. On the conflict of interest, if there would have been an employee of mine on that list of, you know, CEU, that would be a conflict of interest for me to disclose.
Would probably be a recusal.
What is that?
A recusal.
Okay.
We just need to get with you and do some training.
Okay.
and explain the boundaries of the differences,
right,
between conflict,
okay,
and recusal.
Okay.
And, our assistant intern general is great at doing that.
Okay,
so.
Thank you.
We have training.
We have training.
We've got PowerPoints for that.
Yeah, we've got PowerPoints. So.
Yeah.
All right.
Good to
see you.
Appreciate it.
All right. Yeah. It's once again, say. Just one minute. It's supposed to be somewhere.
Maybe I'll pop in one day when there's not too much of a there's hearing. I didn't know that the CRT was no longer allowed.
If you are currently
right,
the CRT,
expired,
you're good.
Right,
it no,
expires.
It
expired. Well, I meant like
if you, but if you don't renew it, then you're SLA.
And you can.
Yeah. I need to tell all my
watch. Don't let it expire.
And make sure you have that.
Yeah. So what, no, tell me, what company do you want?
Bowel Food Center.
We're going to go today.
Clearly diagnosed and treat.
Yeah.
Thank you. Completely dismissed.
All right.
And as we kind of came down, they didn't show their concern.
Oh, you have my stuff. Okay.
Well,
welcome.
Just dismissed.
Yeah. Thank you.
Have a great day. Okay.
You spent a week.
Yeah.
Pleasure. Eloise.
Hi.
I'm Elizabeth. Thank you.
Oh, it's Josh Blake. Yes. Hi.
I
love
the hospital.
Just with the stern transition to honor health, because it was a really good thing. It's great for our staff, for our patients.
hearing, but we...
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Okay.
Am I allowed to keep this?
Thank you so much.
Have a good one. Let me know what you need.
Can I keep this?
Yep.
Professionally, the emergency basically for alcohol, which is about because our center is paying for the use.
And so basically, we want to...
When is your last license?
Billing. Well, I haven't got that thing because they couldn't possibly have it because of the hospitalized patient.
So...
24 years and...
Okay.
So I love you about rules. 26 years.
So...
So I've not been...
We're gonna...
I wouldn't have any hair left.
Yeah.
But it's the right thing to do. You're not, so I have a lot of time to do.
But...
I would be too, so if it's less than 10, I'll do it.
Yes.
Well, thanks for your help.
I'm just very...
Sure.
And that would have been, I think, more remote recently because I've just been with somebody in the office. So I sent the thing and what the wording says is we tell...
The next two are on the exam, so supposed to be working with them. Please don't see somebody...
Then it comes out and it says max of 24, so I'm like, is that max per year? Yeah. So I sent a message back.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, good.
And here, because this is a long time.
Yeah.
And I said, you know...
Isn't it an arm real hard?
Just...
And I said, you know...
They've been going through a little bit of time recently, but they're great people, so...
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it's gonna be okay, but 30, 36.
And I believe it's just 20.
And so...
Is it 20?
Five.
And they have...
This is gonna do okay? All right, but please tell me something. I haven't run into it for a while.
Yeah, so they've been struggling on that front, so...
Something I take online, is it considered law?
Only if it's...
You may set me in on a...
Like, you would have to sit in on a car.
It doesn't seem that much, so...
That's true, so...
Do you know where I'm at? If I can help with anything?
The criteria where they appreciate...
All right, have a good one. All right, let's get cleaned up. You ready?
Just making sure that I've got it, I understand. So when I submit, we're probably about 45 days, about 45 days?
Correct.
Okay. Thanks for enjoying the meeting today. It's very nice. I haven't been in one in a long time.
And if you have any other questions, do I try to...
It's a pleasure.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I hope to be in favor and licensed here shortly.
Are you?
26 years. I've been in the corporate world for 20...
What brought you back?
You know what?
Something different to do?
My love. I've always loved it. I've always loved it.
That's awesome.
But I've been doing healthcare and communications.
So you haven't really been out of the...
Oh, no, I've been in healthcare the whole time. But it's just, I've been in different aspects of pharmacy versus, yeah. So I'm trying to get the fastest path.
Have you already applied with us, or...
You know what, I can't, because my Tennessee license, I have to get it out of the church.
Give me a call if I can help with anything.
Oh, my gosh, you just couldn't believe it.
We would love to have you, and there's still a high demand for parking.
Oh, gosh, there is.
There really is, so...
Well, I'd like to be a representative on the board, too, if there's anything I can do.
So, when you get licensed, if you reach out, I will send you the information to apply to be a board member.
I would love to, in any way I can.
It's a governor's appointment, so we really don't take part, we don't really help in that process, but I'll tell you where to go for application and all that.
I'd be great.
Thank you.
I'd love to help. That's all.
Very nice to meet you.
It's a pleasure.
Okay, have a good afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
For your time. Great job today.
Thank you.
You want to plug in, please? Or you want me to get it?
I got it.
Thank you. Good. We got through it fairly. I forgot to turn on the phone.
Oh, my
pickup thing.
Board member Coda.